Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the North Carolina Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning appointment, please call 919-779-1755. This program is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Today's trivia questions come to us from Human Rights Report and NPR.org. Question number one. The CIA reportedly used each of the following tunes to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, except which one? Was it A, Little Drummer Boy? B, We Are the Champions by Queen? Was it C, the Barney and Friends theme song? Or was it D, the Meow Mix commercial tune? So which one of those was not used by the CIA as a torture tune? And question number two, which recorded song takes the longest time to play? Was it A, Gloria by Them? Was it B, ASLSP, Asleep by John Cage? Was it C, American Pie by Don McLean? Or was it D, All Too Well by Taylor Swift? Longest recorded song. Which is it, anyway? The answers to these two important questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of December the 5th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1791 that composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died in Vienna, Austria. After breaking away from his father, Mozart moved to Vienna, where he worked as a freelance musician, composer, and pianist, and composed over 600 works, including operas, symphonies, concertos, and chamber music. He died today at age 35, 1791. And it was 29 years ago today, 1996, that Jerry Lewis's white and red pinstripe suit was stolen from his dressing room at Shays Performing Arts Center in Buffalo, New York. Lewis needed the costume, valued at $9,000, to play the role of Satan in the musical Damn Yankees. Jerry Lewis was an American comedian, actor, singer, filmmaker, and humanitarian, with a career spanning seven decades in film, stage, television, and radio. And he passed away today, back in 1996.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl.
Marty Robbins, El Paso, introduces our country music news, titled The 15 Old School Country Songs About Choosin' Texas. If you like Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas, we gather the best salutes to Texas in country music from Ernest Tubb, Willie Nelson, and more. This is written by Tyler Daniels on the 20th of October, 2025, in the Dallas Observer.
Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down put his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
On Friday, October 17, Ella Langley released a new track about Texans' loyalty to their state in the song. Langley tells a story about how she couldn't keep her man, a Texan, in Tennessee with her, and he instead fell for a woman in Abilene. The inspiration for the song came from a writer's trip with Texas's own Miranda Lambert. Lambert told stories of her childhood and life in Texas, and it inspired Langley, with the help of Lambert, to write this song about Texas women and men and their loyalty to the state. It can be seen as a love song or a losing song, but either way, it's an ode to Texans. She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-steppin' round the room, and judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do. Those are the lyrics. This got us thinking about the influence of Texas in country music and how many songs about Texas there are in the genre. So we compiled a list of 15 of the best old country songs about Texas. We understand that Ella Langley isn't considered old school by most, but for this list we wanted to highlight some of the all-time greats. And before you scream, "What about this song?" there are hundreds of country songs, old school, classic, and modern, about Texas. While this list barely scratches the surface, we think these 15 are the best old school, mostly country songs about Texas. You can find a Spotify playlist of the songs below. Coming in at number one, George Strait, "Amarillo by Morning." This George Strait masterpiece outlines the life of a bull rider in Texas, traveling through the state bucking bulls at the rodeo, will not care for anything but his next stop. It's considered one of the all-time greatest country songs, and it's hard to find a Texan who doesn't hum the tune whenever it's played. Number two, Willie Nelson, "Beautiful Texas." Perhaps the song with the highest praise on this list, Willie exemplifies the Texas pride that many who aren't from here don't understand. It's an ode to the beauty, diversity, and history of our state, painting a picture of Texas that feels timeless and deeply personal. Number three, Alan Jackson's "Dallas." Dallas is from the early days of Alan Jackson and is similar to Langley's "Choosing Texas," saying how he wishes Dallas could be in Tennessee so he could be with a girl who won't leave Texas. It's a catchy, rhythmic tune that can hit close to home for us Dallas natives. Number four, Marty Robbins' "El Paso," the song that introduced this article. Marty Robbins' storytelling and outlaw-style music gave us a story of love, jealousy, and tragedy in his song "El Paso." It's a perfect blend of sound and lyrics that exemplify the old days out west, singing of outlaws, shootouts, and the on-the-run, all over the love of a woman. The song also acknowledges the deep Mexican culture in El Paso with its setting and characters, capturing the blend of traditions along the border. Then there's number five, Glen Campbell, "Galveston." The Texas Gulf Coast is a place that sometimes only a Texan can see the beauty of. You won't find the white sand and clear water like Florida has, or the cliff landscapes and big waves like California. But Glen Campbell describes how special a place the Texas coast can be in Galveston. It's often not about the scenery, but the salty air, sounds of the water, and memories made that make the Texas coast a special place to those who live and travel there. And coming in last but not least on this list, number 15, Ernest Tubb, Waltz Across Texas. The list wouldn't be complete without the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb. A song about dancing that's great for dancing. It's a love song that infers Tubb would go anywhere in Texas and travel across the whole state for his lady. It has a western twang and steel guitar that, when paired with Tubb's slow singing, makes for an instant classic. And there are more that should have been on here? Well, absolutely. So for the sake of inclusivity and to reach a different era, we added 10 more modern, but still really good, country songs about Texas or Texas narratives. So other artists that listed in this article about Texas include Bob Willis and the Texas Playboys, Waylon Jennings, and Tanya Tucker. Other songs listed in this article include Luckenbach, Texas, and San Antonio Rose. Check out the article in the October 20th, 2025 Dallas Observer for those details. Dvorak's Songs My Mother Taught Me introduce our classical music news. It's titled Cellos and Camaraderie. This youth organization is an instrument of connection. This is published in the Christian Science Monitor on the 11th of September, 2025, written by Troy Iden Sambion. The melodies drifting from Community Music Works' spacious building are more than just the sounds of young musicians practicing. They are the heartbeat of the neighborhood. For 28 years, an after-school program run by the Providence, Rhode Island-based nonprofit has been reimagining what access to classical music education looks like. Community Music Works operates in areas of the state where K through 12 students might not otherwise be able to afford to play stringed instruments. The program allows students to use instruments at no cost, offers mentorship, and hosts free concerts and workshops for the wider community to attend. Eli Aeresis, 10, is starting his fourth season in CMW this fall. On the last day of summer camp in late July, he and his fellow campers are performing original songs for their parents using violins, violas, cellos, and shakers they crafted out of cardboard. Bobbing to the rhythm inside CMW's auditorium, Eli's parents, Shirley and Walter Aeresis, say they could not be happier. During the school year, Eli spends an hour nearly every day at group practice at CMW and up to 2 hours for weekly individual lessons. Since joining the program, Eli listens to music with a newfound appreciation and even picks up sheet music at home to read for fun. His parents hope to enroll Eli's siblings in the program. The proud parents share a love of music, and Eli's father says his son's orchestral playing is like adding another genre for all of us to enjoy. He's even learning to play Bohemian Rhapsody on viola, Eli's mother chimes in. In an era when many schools' arts budgets are dwindling, CMW offers something increasingly rare, a space where young people find joy, purpose, and camaraderie through music. The music of change. CMW's beginnings were modest. In 1997, while he was a senior at Brown University, Sebastian Ruth launched the program with a $10,000 grant and a vision for what he termed musicianship working for positive social change. Mr. Ruth grew up in Ithaca, New York, and was first inspired by a high school violin teacher who encouraged him to think about the social and spiritual impact of music on people. He and a small team rented a tiny storefront in Providence's West End neighborhood, one of the city's most diverse but also most economically disadvantaged areas, and began offering free violin lessons. For most working-class families here, private lessons were financially out of reach, and orchestral music was something encountered only from a distance. The arts aren't just about skill building or learning to play an instrument, Mr. Ruth says. It's a different way of being with other people. Many communities, particularly urban communities, are just doing a disservice to the children by not having adequate opportunities to learn the arts, he adds. Learning music is more than an elective activity, notes Cecil Adderley, chair of music education at Berklee College of Music and president of the National Association for Music Education. It's a way to model how to excel at something artistic. Even if students never go pro, he adds, they're using their creativity as well as fostering collaboration and a sense of belonging. You're learning not just how to be a musician, but how to be a better neighbor. CMW nurtures a feeling of connection as well as curiosity and leadership. A lot of the time we talk just so we don't feel alone in the questions we have. Mr. Mendez, who will study biomedical engineering at the University of Rhode Island this fall, says. And in local music news, we have this article titled, The Little Drummer Boy. For more than 200 years, villagers in Rodanthe have celebrated Christmas on their own terms. This is written by Ryan Stancil, published in Our State magazine, December 2025 issue. On the corner of the stage in the old Rodanthe schoolhouse sits a drum propped up on a metal folding chair, the rope tensions stand in contrast to its cracked and peeling hoops and brittle leather ears. The patented shell, scarred by time in its taut head, worn, torn, patched, and repaired, is a lasting artifact of a steadfast Hatteras Island tradition, unique to its northernmost village, wedged between the Atlantic Ocean and Pamlico Sound. Believed to be the same one used 200 years ago to kick off old Christmas, the drum is still here to bear witness with the winding origin story that some say begins in 1746 with the right to the British throne. Rodanthe's drum of Old Christmas, also known as the drum of Bonnie Prince Charlie, was used by the Jacobite army during the Battle of Culloden, explains Ryan Gentry, one of the Midget family historians. As the story goes, during the battle, a non-fatal arrow struck the 12-year-old Scottish drummer, Donald MacDonald, in the left shoulder. After his recovery, he set sail to the New World, drum in tow. During the voyage, MacDonald fell overboard during a storm and swam to shore using the drum as a life preserver. He arrived at the place where he'd spend the rest of his life, Rodanthe. The drum is folklore-made material, a symbol of persistence and resistance. It bridges past and present. According to legend, decades had passed when news reached Hatteras Island that England had, in 1752, adopted the Gregorian calendar that changed Christmas from January 6 or 7 to December 25. Committed to their ways, the village of Rodanthe refused to go along with the change and continued celebrating Jesus' birth when and how they always had. That celebration began with a procession of revelous villagers led by the beloved drum and a crew of musicians to a community gathering. Though the drum is now too old to be played, its spirit carries forward a tradition older than the village itself. Old Christmas in Rodanthe, a ritual of culture specific to place and distinctive in its curious customs, remains a wild, wonderful, and utterly unique event that marches to its own beat. So how'd you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, the CIA reportedly used each of the following tunes to torture prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, except which one? Was it A, Little Drummer Boy? Was it B, We Are the Champions by Queen? Was it C, the Barney and Friends theme song? Or was it D, the Meow Mix commercial tune? And the correct answer is answer A. The Little Drummer Boy is the only tune listed here which has not yet been named as being used as a torture song. As noted in a 2005 Human Rights Watch report, Eminem and Dr. Dre tracks were used by the CIA, and last year a Red Hot Chili Peppers song was reportedly played at high volume to inmates being held at Guantanamo Bay. It's a highly effective method of torture when relaxing or softer music, like a Westlife ballad, is combined with the use of hard rock, explained psychologist Philip Johnson. What they could be seeking to achieve is to lull someone into a false sense of security and then give the sharp contrast of heavy metal to shock them, he says. It becomes not just uncomfortable, but distressing to a point where the brain is not able to cope and becomes frazzled. And using music as torture can have long-lasting effects. The thing about trauma is that the brain remembers the experience, he goes on. For someone to be subjected to this constant intervention for such a long period is very, very damaging. There is now a group of survivors suing the psychologist who helped the CIA design their interrogation program after the 9/11 attacks. An AI overview adds, the use of music was intended to disorient detainees, break their will, and create a sense of futility, although internal reports found the methods did not necessarily lead to actionable intelligence. Following a 2009 executive order by President Barack Obama, these specific interrogation tactics were banned. Numerous songs across various genres were reportedly used by the U.S. government, including the CIA and military interrogators, as part of, quote-unquote, enhanced interrogation techniques, a term widely considered a euphemism for torture. The songs were typically played at extremely high volumes on repeat for hours or days to cause sleep deprivation, disorientation, and psychological distress. Rawhide, the Blues Brothers version, is the only song explicitly mentioned as having been used in the publicly released portions of the Senate Intelligence Committee report on CIA torture. Other songs an artist reportedly used, according to accounts from former detainees, military personnel, and human rights organizations like the ACLU and Reprieve, include AC/DC's Shoot to Thrill, Marilyn Manson, The Beautiful People, Metallica, Enter Sandman, Nine Inch Nails, March of the Pigs, Queen, We Will Rock You, and We Are the Champions. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Unspecified Songs. The Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive. Britney Spears' Baby One More Time, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA, Don McLean's American Pie, Eminem's White America, Matchbox 20's Cold, Neil Diamond's America, Prince's Raspberry Beret, Westlife, My Love, Barney and Friends theme song, I Love You, Meow Mix commercial jingle, Sesame Street theme song. And the answer to our second question, which recorded song takes the longest time to play? Was it A, Gloria by them? Was it B, ASLSP by John Cage? Was it C, American Pie by Don McLean? Or was it D, All Too Well by Taylor Swift? Correct answer? That would be answer B, ASLP by John Cage. As noted in a February the 5th, 2024 NPR.org article, ASLSP, which stands for As Slow As Possible, is an organ piece written by composer John Cage. If all goes as planned, the work by the late composer John Cage will take over 600 years to perform. A specially rigged organ in Germany has been performing that piece since 2001, and it recently struck a new chord in the first time in 2 years. So, let's close out today's program with ASLSP by John Cage. Whoops, no time for that. Sorry, I couldn't resist. No, here's Bob Dylan's Girls from the North Country. Or maybe that should be Dr. Bob, since he just received an honorary degree of music from Berklee College of Music.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program's also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review, underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time. In the North.